Hey there, this is Mistress Daphne, and I want to talk about sex on the beach. You know, living in Miami is so much fun. It's so delicious sometimes. And most of you already know the sex on the beach drink, right? Vodka, peach schnapps, orange or pineapple juice, and cranberry juice. But what about when one really has sex on the beach? It's hot as Hades right now. Temps are in their mid to upper 90s with a feels-like temp at 108. Unless you have a powerful air conditioner indoors, the only place to get cool outdoors is the beach. Even still, I like to go walking early before yoga, before the sun gets high in the sky. What's nice about it is there are not nearly as many people out as later in the day. And I know secret spots, the same ones other locals know about, where sex on the beach is not uncommon at all. We have to stay hidden, of course, and we do, because being arrested for public sex ruins the sexiness of the whole situation. Yeah, sex on the beach can be gritty in all respects, but if one doesn't mind a little roughness, it can be erotic. And you have to move fast, get in, get out, and get to walking on the beach again within a few minutes. But it's worth it to be clandestine, finding a sex partner out on the sand, preferably with a morning erection, and getting it on, hidden from view. Afterwards, I head home and shower before yoga, enjoying the slight abrasions on my upper thighs from the sand, reminding me of my naughtiness the rest of the day. This is Mistress Daphne. Have a beautiful day.